Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, a few sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
Hey Bob, Eric Blank. I am a safety attorney. What that means is I help people who are injured because of unsafe conditions, whether that be an unsafe condition on the road, drivers who aren't paying attention on their cell phone, things like that. Also people who fall at places, maybe a department store or other place, they have unsafe conditions on the floor, and people potentially who are unfortunately bitten by dogs that are unsafe because they may have had a propensity for biting. So overall, I practice safety and help injured people who are the victims of unsafe conditions.
And where are you located?
I'm located in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, I live there. Great. So question number two, what are the five critical things you should do when you're in a car accident that people don't think about?
Well, that's a great question. And there's so much going on when you're in a car accident. You're disoriented. Oftentimes you have a lot of adrenaline going. You're not sure what happened. You were driving to the store and all of a sudden someone disrupted your life by hitting you from the side, behind, however that happened to you. So I put together a list here, and thank you for asking about it. That would be easy. We have a download as well that people can find out. But here are the five things that I always recommend. Number one is to stop. Make sure you stay at the scene of an accident. You know, a lot of times you should definitely call the police during that time. But I know sometimes they take a long time to get there, and people are tempted to leave. But it's important that you stop at that time. You want to contact the police, like I said, immediately, and document what happened. So when the police come, you can give them as much of an accounting as you can of what you understood to happen at the time of the accident. Number two would be to think before speaking. Again, like I said, you're disoriented. You're not sure necessarily what happened and how your body feels. So think before you speak at that point. A lot of times you may be tempted to say something that's not accurate. You should never be admitting any fault at the accident scene because you don't know what happened necessarily. So you should never be admitting fault. And be careful what you say to others because that information can be used against you at a potential later time by an insurance company. And we'll talk about that in just a second. The third thing you should always do is to gather evidence. You know, one of the most valuable things that you have, and I have right here, is your cell phone, right? So when you have your cell phone, take pictures of everything. Take pictures of your car, the other person's license, their driver's registration, their license plate. Take pictures of anything you can think of. In fact, if you can even get a video, that's great as well, of the other person. If they're admitting fault, that's a wonderful video. And I can tell you that's helped us a few times because we've had clients at the scene of an accident who say, oh, the other driver admitted fault, no big deal. And then sure enough, when we reach out to the insurance company, there's a different story. Their driver told them something different. It's a totally different story. So we've had sometimes where a client's actually taken a video of the other driver admitting fault, and we've actually sent that to the insurance company, and they, oh, okay, that's not what we heard. So insurance companies are not your friend. They're set up, they're multi-billion-dollar corporations for a reason. So anything you can do to protect yourself against them is important. So use your cell phone, take pictures of everything. Next important thing to do after an accident is to get medical treatment. You know, you don't know exactly what happened to you. While there may be nothing showing outwardly, there could be, we've had cases where clients have had internal bleeding. They've had broken bones that they don't know about necessarily at the time of an accident. Again, this adrenaline is powerful and it's going to mask a lot of symptoms that you may not find out for a few days or even a week or so later. So it's important that you get medically checked out to make sure there's nothing life-threatening going on. And again, there's no broken bones, things like along those lines. The fifth thing that we recommend to do is call a safety attorney, call someone who can help you. Certainly, we would recommend you call us, but you need to call someone to help who's done this before. Could you figure out the process on your own? I mean, possibly. But now you're going through all the process. You have insurance companies calling you. They're taking recorded statements from you. They're asking questions, which you're trained to ask to elicit answers from you that you may not know at the time. You know, they may be very pleasant to you on the phone. They generally are initially. But they're not looking for anything to help you with. They're looking for information and evidence to then turn around and use against you. You know, oh, why are you treating? You said you weren't injured. You know, the damage in the vehicle is not that bad. You really shouldn't be treating much. And I can tell you, right. We've had cases where there's been low visible damage to the outside, and the clients have had ruptured discs, surgical conditions, things along those lines. So it's really important that you call someone. I would recommend calling me to get help.
Actually, hey, Eric, we only got 2 minutes and 50 seconds left, so we got to keep going. If people want to know more, they can go look you up. Number three, what other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Certainly. I'd like to give a shout out to a local friend here, Jamie DiOrio, who's a great chiropractor, has given help to myself and clients. Also, like to give a shout out to Ethan Ostroff, a friend of ours in Philadelphia, who we've been working with on some projects. And also one of the coaches that we're involved with to help our program is a Bill Hauser.
Perfect. I'll look them up there. Number four, final fun question. Eric, tell me about your most epic sale.
Thanks for asking that. So one of the most epic sales and one of the moments that I remember most, I had a client who unfortunately was in a rollover accident. And she had had some prior conditions before, like everybody does. You know, almost nobody has a perfect body, you know, coming into any kind of crash. It took a while. She had injections and a surgical recommendation, but we were able to get her a significant recovery after the insurance company were offering her, they were offering her numbers around, you know, in the 100,000 range. We were able to get her plus seven figures recovery. And when we presented her with a settlement check, she said to me, which is something I'll never forget. I said, you made my day. And she said, you made my life. So that's the most epic sale for me.
That is awesome story there, Eric. Hey, you got 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Eric, you need some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
No, I'd like to tell everybody, listen, there's a lot of you know, people out there getting the crashes. You have insurance. I told to a client this yesterday, you have your insurance for a reason. You need to use it, right? I mean, you need to make sure, this is the important thing I want to tell you. If you're told that you have full coverage, make sure you know what that means. We have so many clients who say, I have full coverage. It turns out all they have is minimum liability. And when the other driver either doesn't have insurance, which unfortunately is becoming more common, or has inadequate insurance, there's no insurance on our driver or our client's behalf to then help them when they are injured. So make sure when you're talking to any agent or insurance company that you know what full coverage means. You need to have underinsured and uninsured coverage.
Perfect. Perfect. There you pulled it off. Four questions in 8 minutes, 8 seconds. Eric, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star for Eric. Say your website real quick.
Sure. Our website is betterwithblank.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Eric, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You will have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.